This is Sukanya Sarkar from 50/1A Purnodash Road at the residence of Pandit Anindo Banerjee.
Yeah, music criticism in olden times, I didn't know what happened, I didn't read much. But I, from old magazine and newspapers, what I found, it was generally very subjective type, it's kind of essay type music criticisms were written. At that time, but later part when I started learning and started reading all these criticism, that was much different. Especially I would mention Nilakho Gupta, one of the very famous music critics. He was very notorious at the same because he could write bluntly, a great artist that he didn't play good or someone he played wrong or something like that, but his was much more interesting. Then when I started music criticism with Telegraph in 1985, I little bit followed him, but I also started my own criticism style. For instance, I used to start my criticism with a small story or anecdote which relates to the directly related to the criticism, and I was also very critical. Rather, I was very critical, and probably I was the first critic who could criticize Amjad Ali Khan in the newspaper, because I found that nobody could, especially this Telegraph and other papers, they never criticize Amjad Ali Khan. But somehow I did, but I acquired a good name in the criticism. But then I found that I made lots of enemies, because nobody likes truth. And it's unless and until you write the truth, then there is no point of criticism. But at the same time, criticism also means that, which in Bengali we call samalochana, means samo alochana. I mean, you have to write both good and the bad things. And if I write the good thing, then why it is good, and if I write bad thing, why it is bad, that I have to mention. So that was the criticism. But I have found even these days, hardly anybody could criticize. And good criticism is very difficult to find. And being a critic, I can say that criticism is one of the most difficult thing to job, because you have to be very, very knowledgeable, and you have to know all the nuances of music. And as you know, in our Indian music, every different form is a subject, like Dhrupad. Unless and until you are a Dhrupad singer or you know lots of Dhrupad, you cannot criticize Dhrupad. In the case of Khyal or Thumri or Sarod or Sitar, so you have to be very knowledgeable. You have to study either with a vocalist or an instrumentalist. You have to study books. You have to study texts and everything. So criticism is a very difficult term. And nowadays, no, there is hardly any criticism. It's kind of reporting. Reporting and criticism is quite two different things. So this kind of criticism is going on. But nowadays, hardly there are criticisms because the editors or news editors say that there are not enough space they can provide for the music criticism or something like that.